Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Renard Shechem and Mishmas Marasester Vashmoa. So, Rose Chayel Chabrifeg, Vas Michalid Dispasia. We continue our series of Shurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Mori Naim. Hakain Loichu B'nai Yisrael Skid Hanashim. As Bamamar Aze, Yivoar often Hanagash of Am Yisrael Bizmana Galut. We learn how to act in Galus. So, let's see. No da, keep it still, the Ashen Shivalam Shana Nefesh. It's known in the world that there's something called Ashen. Bahar Sinai Ashan Kula, what's Ashan? Ashan is Oilam Shana Nefesh, Rashi Tevis. In other words, Bechol Echad, from all the three Bechinas, Yishkan Mishnah Ramach Evar Mishnah Segidim. Olam is the world, is space. Shana is time, here is time. Nefesh is the human soul. So everything appeared in these three areas. In other words, it's a kol echad banui ramach evarim shesagidim ba'ofen akoma shelo. Nefesh hu ba'ofen shel evarim vegidim kipshuto, ubishana ubitchalkut hazman, ubolam itchalkut hamakom. In other words, there's ramach evarim and shesagidim in all three bechinas. There are 248 limbs and 365 sinews in the human body, in time, and in the world, in space. Like the Ravid says in his page to the Sefer HaYitzira, the Har Sinai Ashan, this Ashan, is Olam Shana Nefesh. Just like in the human being, there is Ramach Evar Meshasim Gidim, so too in the world. Like we find in the Psukim, Shenevar Aretz B'Shem. Evarim Tibor Aretz. The earth also has different names connected to the human body. Tibor Aretz, the belly button of the land. Pi Aretz, the mouth of the land. Erbas Aretz, the nakedness of the land. Different parts of the land relate to different organs, different limbs. The years have different days, and again, it's connected to the 365 days. There's 365 days of the year, 365 sinews, 365 days. V'yom tisha ve'av u'b'chinat gid ha'noshem in koymas ha'shon shu b'chinas achorayim shesham achizas ha'klipos. Tisha b'av is the gid ha'noshem. It's the sciatic nerve, I think they call it in Yiddish. From the coma of the year, in other words, the 365 gidim, one of them is the gid ha'noshem. What day of the year is the gid ha'noshem? Tisha b'av. And that's b'chinas achorayim, that's the backside, that's the dark side. That's where the Achizas HaKlipos is, Ve'al Kein, and therefore, the day of Tisha B'Av was Man Shlitatam Shel HaKlipot. Tisha B'Av is the time when the Klipos are Sholet. Shenechrav HaBayit Barishona Uvashnia, that in Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. First Bais and the second Bais. V'Nilkada Beitar, and Beitar was captured. V'Nechro Sheir in the city was plowed through, as we see in the Gemara, Tainis 26b, Avur Shehu Yom Shlitasim V'Achizasim. Because this day is the day of the Shlita of the Gidanosh of the Kripus, of the Achorayim. Shidlem Osayom Yos Lemachiz Agam Kim B'Koyim Asashana. They should have a day of the year that they also have a Chizah, they have a hold on this day. Just like Yom Kippur, which is an elevated holy day above the whole year, it's the vitality of the whole year. And it's the chosen day of all the year in its holiness, which, as Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Hazinu, Shubachinus Neshama V'Chiyus Shel Kol Hashana. It's the neshama, it's the chiyus, it's the vitality of the whole year. Shalkein biyom tikipurei satan ein lo rishus las dunei. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, the satan has no rishus to be masked in. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, that like our rabbis say, "Kmo kein azel u'mazel aselokim, ki Tisha B'Av hu yom muvchar b'sitra achra." Tisha B'Av is a special day for the dark side. The Yerushalayim achiza yisayir b'yom zeh, that they should have an extra achiza on this day. The Sitra Achra has a special achiza on this day. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur is the special holy day, and Tisha B'Av is the special unholy day. Shalkeni, Rebbe Mashira, and therefore it happened what happened. Since we see that Tisha B'Av is Bechinas Gid HaNasha, therefore, Zeh remises Tisha B'Av b'Torah b'Pasuk. Zeh, Al Kein Yolechu B'nei Yisrael Es. Therefore, the Jewish people won't eat Es. What's Es, Rosh Tevis? Tisha Av. That's Es. Av is Aleph. Tisha is Tav. Tisha Av. The ninth of the day of Av. Shaz Yolechu B'nei Yisrael Ela Yisanu. Therefore it says, Al Kain, therefore, Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Es. Therefore, the Jewish people won't eat Tisha Av. On the ninth of Av, the Jewish people won't eat. Shlo Yisa Yitnu Koach HaLidei Achilas in the Sitra Achra. They don't give Koach through their Achila to the dark side. Like we find our rabbi say, Ochel B'Tisha B'Av Ki Lo Yochlu Gid HaNoshe. If you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating the Gid HaNoshe. Based on what we said, we understand this very well. Because Be'emes, Tisha B'Av, Ubachina's Gid HaNasha. The Tisha B'Av is like Gid HaNasha. This is in the Zohar Kodesh in Chelek Aleph Kuf Ayin Amud Beis. So the Zohar Kodesh says that if you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating Gid HaNasha. Because Tisha B'Av is talk of the day of Gid HaNasha. And by eating, you're giving Koach to the dark side. As the Zohar is Ma'arich to explain. The incredible Mo'orei Na'im HaMavur, he has a quote from the Zohar with the translation, the Lashon HaKodesh. Now the pasuk Al Kein Lo Yichlu Bnei Yisrael is Gid HaNasha as a hemshech to what it says earlier. And since we see here that Gid HaNasha is the place of Achizas HaKlipos, and on the other hand we see that the Yisra of Achila is Gid HaNasha. It's because that's where the Sar Shal Esau was Pogeb Yaakov. It emerges that through this, the battle between Yaakov and the Sar Shal Esau was between the Yetzer Hara, which is dwelling in the Gid HaNasha, and the person. How much is the Yetzer Hara can rule over the person? That's what the battle was. Because, as Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Vayetze, Ki Mashen is Avi Kima while Kolam arose, Vinyanam and Hogas Hadoros has seen Matzis Mimeno, Shetikim Lanu Yaakov, Vinu Ola Vishalma, Idea Mocham Shailo Ita. Shimach was Godo, Kishron, Nitzach, La Sitrachro. Vichdeshava Yipo Roch as Vishalma, Banabit Adoros Abai. Mashkosa Vatemene Ganea Kovlokalisa. Rotzalaymar, Idesha Tembene Yaakov, Shinishazik, Mod Vishvilchem, Vichnia Sitrachro Mod. Hashem, lechem im lechem. Yaakov Avinu lechem derech. In other words, that there was this battle over all of the events that are going to be in the future generations, and Yaakov was mitaken for us through the milchama that he had with him. Because he fixed this for us, because he had a great koach, he had a great kisharon, he had a great talent to defeat the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, in order that we shouldn't have evil in the future generations. Vatem b'nei Yaakov, lo kolisem, it's a verse in Malachi 3:6. That means, since you're b'nei Yaakov, he was mischazik for you, and he was machnir the Sitra Achra very much, in order that it should be easy for you to serve Hashem. And he can't do evil for you. B'chol ha'ifanim, she'yachol asis lechem afim lo'echniyah. He can't do any evil for you, against you, that he could have had Yaakov Avinu not defeated him. And now he can't do evil for you. Therefore, you're not going to be destroyed. Because Yaakov Avinu looked to the end of generations, he's mitaken derech Hashem, and he's subjugated, subordinated the mekatreg and the sitra achra, and that's the union of his safkus. That it says in the Torah Kedosh, vayivek ishimo. That's for the children, for the Doris Habayim, Advias Mishael Tzidkenu. So back to our local text of the Heiluga. Moinaim. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk that the man battled with him until the morning, that this mavak, this battle, nimshach ad hayom, it goes until today. Shebem sugam ken hayom behova ken tamid. It's even today. Ki hu satan hu hayetzahara, because the satan, the yetzahara, is the same guy. The tamid avik v'oiches b'Yisrael. He's always fighting against the Jewish people. He's always battling against the Jewish people. So he's holding on to us. He's always trying to distance us from God, to do evil to us. And this ma'avak, this battle continues ad alos hashachar. Biz, biz morgen, biz sunrise, biz the dawn. What does that mean, alos hashachar? She is not say it's Oiran will be he Ross and shall Yisrael be made Mashiach to Kenu bim Heva v'yameinu. When the light and clarity of the Jewish people is going to shine the end of days, speedily in our days. She'az, in the time of Mashiach to Kenu, it says, V'etruach ha'tum'ah avir min ha'aretz. And the spirit of evil I'll remove from the land. But in the meantime, we always have this problem with the Yetzer Hara, with the Samech Mem, with the Koach of the Sar of Esav. Like it says in the Pasuk, this is a verse in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 6. Ki zevach l'Hashem b'batzra v'tevach gadol b'yom b'be'eretz Edom. That Pasuk shows us, says Rabbeinu in Parashas Bereishis, the zvichas ha'yetzer hara lasid lavo zevach l'Hashem God's gonna shech the yetzer hara shubitol hara min ha'olam. It's the nullification of evil from the world, v'zdakchus ha'kedusha be'adam, and the purification of the holiness in be'olam, in the world. So again, why aren't you allowed to eat the gidan asher? Because that's the makom of achizas haklipas. That's the impure place. That's connected Tisha B'Av, therefore you don't eat on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av gives koach to the impurity. If you eat, we also don't eat the Gid HaNasha, which corresponds to Tisha B'Av. And now Rabbeinu is explaining that this is sort of Gid HaNasha. We were commanded after Yaakov was Matzliach in his battle against the Sar of Esav. And this battle continues to this very day, that the Sar of Esav is fighting against Yaakov. And his makom of achizas is in the Gid HaNasha in Tisha B'Av. And we say nimshach liYisrael, that the anhaga with the Jewish people will be b'chinas achorayim, and only lasid lavo, that's like the darkness, the backside. Only lasid lavo is going to be bitol hara legamrei, and then it's going to be panim b'panim. So we have zavach Hashem b'batzra, shehu b'chinas bitol hara min oylam zachol shkari kushir v'oylam, the purification of the pure holiness in the world, she'az lo yeh b'chinas mochemes amolek zeh, the mochemes amolek and mochemes yetzer hara, she'asamach mem b'atzmai nislabish b'amolek v'asam mochemes b'Yisrael, V'yom adayin hu shehu mebchinas achorayim. So we're not going to have this mochemes amalek anymore, because what's mochemes amalek? That this is bechinas achorayim by zanei b'chol kolenach shalom acharecha. They chop us from the back. That's our bechina now. We're holding now in the back. We're not in the front. We're not punim b'punim with Hashem. Or bechinas achorayim, which is where Amalek grabs us. Vayizani b'cha kol anecha shalom acharecha, those who straggle behind, those who lag behind. Shaz yisach v'yisol v'var b'china zivuk panim panim. At the end of days, we're going to have a zivuk face to face. Mein shem kitrug harachas shalom, without any kitrug of evil. Hevich ma shenem achar korban, now opposite of what it says after the korban. Hei shevachar yamino, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God turned backwards his right. That's Bechinas Achorayim. That's back the backside. Ulumad zot legabe Yisrael k'siv v'haya l'achor v'lo l'pnim. And therefore, for us also, it's the backside. So we don't have this panim b'panim. Only blessed love, we're going to have panim b'panim. That's the gorgeous Rashi in Shir HaShirim Aleph Beis Yishakenim Neshikos Piyu. So Rashi says, "Zeh Hashir Ameres Befiya Begalusa Vamenusa Miyitain VeYishkeni Amelach Shlomo Neshikas Piyu Kama Meaz Fishesh Mekoymas Shenoyskim Al Gav Hayad VeLo Al Hakosef VeAl Hakosef Achani Mesabe VeShekek Asliyas Noyigim Kemenak Arishon KeChosen Al Kal Pe Al Pe VeNemar Dugma Shelo Al shem shenasan lem tarasa, v'dibrei mayim panim al panim, v'itam doidim, v'oisam doidim, oidam, oidam, harevim, halehem, mikol shashua. And this dibra panim al panim that God had with us is still sweet with us, sweeter than anything else. U'muftachin me'ito lo'fia od aleihem. And God is going to appear again. God is going to come to us again. And we're also going to have panim el panim, like chasin v'kala, kiviyachol. V'varel hem sot hameo mister tzvunosea, to reveal to us the secret of its reasons and the hiddenness. V'umnachlim panav l'kayim dvaro. V'zeo yishakenu m'nishikos pius. That where we strive, where we had at Har Sinai, we want that again. That was the yichud l'mala. And so then it talks about in Parashas Tevarim, you can look there, the Ramasal of the Medrash ala Pasuk. So hopefully we'll get to Parashas Tevarim. We'll continue in our series and we'll learn that together. V'yarki lo yachalo, ki Hashem lo izvenu b'yado. It says v'yarki lo yachalo, that be'etzem the ma'avak, she'be'etzem the ma'avak lo yachal saru shalei sevlechni asiyako. Couldn't beat him. As it says, like it says in Psalms 37:33, God won't leave him in his hand. And there we have a way to be matakin the machnia the yetzer. And when he wasn't able to be machnia by yigab kaf yirecho, which is b'chinas acharei, b'chinas kiran nasha, yom tishabav. So he couldn't get us, he couldn't beat us completely, but he at least got us derech acharayim, b'chinas acharayim, b'yigab kaf yirech yakov. B'chinav kiran nasha, tishabav. So he at least got us on Tisha B'Av. He got us that Tisha B'Av should be a bad day. That he sholeit on Tisha B'Av. And since he sholeit, since he rules over the Kiran Asheh, so because of that we have the Golos B'Klal U'Prat. Which is the galus of the neshama from the yetzer. It says in the sefer told the Siak of Yosef in Unza Parsha, Shemati mi mori karvel nafshi gala, from close to my soul and redeem it. Shugalus hanesham mi yetzer hara. The neshama is in the galus of the yetzer. To the darkness that covers the light of perception that's caused from Esav. Nitov in his chaser adas, mi Yisrael, we lose our das. Shame on das shalim, we don't have complete das. Kamo shayu mamat shas mam Torah, like we had when Hashem gave us the Torah. Shesigu ma shesigu, we achieved what we achieved. We understood what we understood. V'chinas panim b'panim. That this inyan of chisar and hadas for our saga. Usot shenim zuru ranzei Torah lachitzanim. The secrets of Torah were given to the Kochos Achitzanim, that they should darken the light of Torah from the Jewish people. Because we lack our Das Torah because of the darkness of the Star of Esav. That he darkens the light and distances the Jewish people from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's all. Ad Alas HaShachar B'Meheirav Yameinu. That is all only until the Alas HaShachar. That is only until the morning. Till Bias Mashiach. Bias Mashiach. Until then, he can darken our light. There's going to be a nullification of the evil. Shazim Alaretz Deas Hashem. The world's going to be filled with knowledge of God. Everybody's going to know Hashem from young to old, from small to big. Everyone's going to know Hashem. When the evil is removed from the land, and there we're going to have a shlemus haTorah. And there it's going to have shlemus haTorah, and all the v'chinas of Torah that were b'shichacha are going to go out of the klipas and are going to come back to the Jewish people, which is the sod yitzias hadas migalus, and that's the secret of the das leaving the galus. In the meantime, our das is in the galus. And then comes Alice HaShachar, there's going to be Bittul Hara, and her das is going to go out of Galus. And with this Yisrael, that all B'chinas of the Torah that were B'shichach are going to come back to the Jewish people, we can understand, Zeshem Rav Seinu B'msechus Rosh Hashanah, Kol Shita V'shita Shanatlum V'salam Yisrael V'yishlam V'sech Rosh Baruch L'achzir En Manu, Shula Kavanas Amor. What does it mean? Every Shita and Shita, or Shana 23a, that the Goyim took from the Jewish people, Rosh Baruch is going to give back to us. And that means, Torah Shenichteves Shitin Shitin, the Torah which is written line by line. And that's what it means over here. Shekola shitim shel Torah v'dash shenad lumen v'solam shenak klipes. All of the lines of Torah that were of Torah and das that were taken by the umas ha'olam, by the klipes. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu al-yedei shivut ha'ra. God's going to give it back to us by being mevatel ha'ra u'meil yaribui da'adas. And meil there's going to be a lot of das, and it's not going to be any more b'chinas ha'chorayim. It's going to be b'chinas panim u'panim. Like it was b'shas matan Torah, panim b'panim dibur Hashem al kol kolchem. Kein yiyah b'viyas ha'gol b'mehirav yaminu amein netzach se'al avad b'ruch Hashem l'olam amein v'amein yimloch Hashem l'olam amein v'amein. So the world, just to review the yisodus of the Maimer, the world was created beside Oshan Olam Shana Nefesh. And all of these three b'chinas is a koyim shleim v'ramachiv v'ramishas ha'gidim. Just like we find b'chinas olam p'yaretz taboretz erbas aretz k'mokin b'chinas shani yom tishabav u'kenegit gidan oshet. Shu b'chinas ha'choyrayim. And that's the place of Achizus HaKlipos, and therefore the Zman Shleitus HaKlipos is on Tisha B'Av, which is when the Bais was Nechrav B'Rishon U'B'Shniya, and Beitar was taken, was captured, V'Nechrav Shayir, and the city was plowed through, and Yom Kippur is the chosen day, Kadosh B'Kedush is Ma'ilam Kol HaShana, it's Bechinas Nesham of the year. And we also learn that the Mocham of Yaakov with the Sar of Esav is until this day. It's always Misavik in Yisrael, Achik and Meshem, Yisbrach, Laral, and Vaidei Mavak, Zenim, Shech, HaGolos, HaKloli, Shel Yisrael, VaGolos, HaPlot, Proti, Shel, and Hashem, and Miei, Tzahara. And this is caused by the Choshech, HaMachasim, Yisrael, Asor, Adat, VaSoga, VaN Hagu, Bechinas, HaChorayim, Meshivim, Yinar, Ochor. So we still have this battle, and this puts us in the world of HaChorayim, and we don't have the light, and that's the opposite of Matan Torah, and Lassid Lavo, we're going to go out of Golos, and it's going to be Yomolar, it's Deyaz Hashem. It's going to be Bittul Yetzer Hara, Zavach Lashem Bebatzra, there's going to be a Zvich of the Yetzer Hara, his Dachus Kedusha Bolim, his Nazi Tzor, Berusim Shel Yisrael, the clarity, the light of the Jewish people is going to come out. So according to the Yisod, that Tisha B'Av is Bechinas Gid HaNeshe, we understand the Pasuk, Alkein Lo Yuchu B'nai Yisrael, Es Gid HaNeshe. And therefore the Jewish people will not eat Es Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, which is Bechinas Gid HaNeshe. That's the day of the evil. That's the day of the Gid HaNashe. And if you eat on Tisha B'Av, it's like eating the Gid HaNashe. You're giving koch to the koch of Seraphi on Tisha B'Av. Chas v'shalom. We have Veki Shemuad Alos HaShachar is the battle we have with the Sar of Esav until our very day. Kikulam Yedio Sim Ekotin V'Gadlam through the Biur, the removal of Ra from the world, we're all going to be able to serve God. And every sheet of a sheet of the Torah that it's written Shitim Shitim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to us. Yitz Hashem, the end of days. So that's a beautiful maimer. What maimer of the Maor Einayim is not beautiful? So Baruch Hashem Leilam Amen V'Amen, and hopefully we will be zelchet to continue this beautiful series. Slichar is the only shtickle on Vayishlach. Yetzi, he has a lot of shtiklach. But Yishlach, only this one. So hopefully we will reconvene with more Mo'orei Naim and Vayeshev. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.